A man on his deathbed, feeling guilty about a lifetime of pranks, decided to confess his misdeeds to his priest. He admitted to putting itching powder in the choir robes and replacing the holy water with whiskey. And the priest, rather than offering a stern lecture, he simply smiled. "Well, my son, I suppose those were acts of mercy for those poor souls keeping them awake during sermons." The man, expecting a punishment, was relieved and amused by the priest's unexpected interpretation of his actions. So showing mercy, this is what God is telling us to do. Go and do likewise, because the neighbor is the one who shows mercy. So here we are, and I have a lesson on showing mercy today, because it's not hard, and it makes sense, and it's very practical. But I think a lot of times we just need to be reminded of what that looks like and what that encompasses. So here we are. So showing mercy means choosing to be kind and compassionate, choosing to be kind and compassionate, especially when someone has wronged you or is in a difficult situation. It involves offering forgiveness, leniency, or help even when it's not necessarily deserved. Essentially, it's about responding to others with grace and understanding rather than judgment or punishment. Now, when I have this sermon, it can kind of feel a little bit like the law, like these are things that you shall do, right? Like these are the things that you are. But it really is all gospel. It's all grace. It just sometimes feels like a law, like a have to you and me, because sometimes we just don't want to. And so here we are. The core concepts of showing mercy is compassion. So that's recognizing and feeling for the suffering of others. And forgiveness, letting go of anger, resentment, or the desire for revenge. Now, forgiveness is a tricky subject, and it is one that I work on all the time, too. Can't quite always get there, but it is something that it is an ongoing event for me. And for a lot of people, because we have been wronged and hurt, and it's hard to let that go. But showing mercy is letting go of anger, resentment, or the desire for revenge. And I'm not sure if that's forgiveness for the person who has wronged you, or maybe it's forgiveness for yourself by letting it go. Leniency, we have options on how we respond to something. So showing mercy is leniency. So choosing a less harsh or demanding course of action than might be expected. And kindness. You know that I've said this before, even just a couple weeks ago. I have a hat that says be kind, and I have a shirt that says be kind. And I always say, wouldn't it be great if we wouldn't need hats and shirts to remind us to be kind? So extending helpfulness and support to those who need it. So how do we do it? Well, be patient with quirks is the first one I found. Don't get easily annoyed by others' imperfections or habits. And sometimes that's hard, especially if you're by someone who chews with their mouth open. But don't get easily annoyed by others' imperfections. It's actually not my pet peeve, it's my husband's. So you're not the one chewing with your mouth open. Anyway, here we go. So help those who are hurting. Offer support and assistance to those in need. Respond to offenses with kindness. Oh, that's hard. Because when you are offended, it is you're hurt. And that it doesn't feel like you want to be helpful or kind when you've just been offended. You know, even if they say no offense, I take offense. And so that is hard to do that. So instead of retaliating, choose to be understanding and forgiving. And build bridges of love. Reach out to those who are overlooked or marginalized intentionally. intentionally building bridges of love. Pray for others. Seek God's guidance and blessings for those who are struggling. We know that one, and we are good at that one here at Zion and in our own personal lives, but we also sometimes need that reminder. So consider their circumstances as another way to show mercy. Try to understand the reasons behind someone's actions before judging them. And sometimes this also helps me when I feel like I've been offended. When somebody has said something sharp or pointed toward me that is a criticism of myself, I think, really, is this about me? Is this about what I just did? Or is this coming from something that's going on with the person? And so weighing those two factors is actually a means of grace, maybe for yourself, but also for the other person. So why did they burst out at me? Is that me? Or is that them? What's happening? And do you see, just even having that possibility provides a space of grace for people to like wonder about each other, care about each other. And be generous in spirit. Give freely of your time, resources, and compassion. And I say this like I did a couple weeks ago. We can afford to. We can. So why show mercy? Well, we have a slam dunk on that one today. God said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Show mercy. Be the person that is loving and kind. And these are just practical ways that God calls us every single day to do. Does it feel like law to you yet? Or does it feel like grace? So it fosters positive relationships. And so if we can foster positive relationships rather than thinking about how we're going to get revenge on a person or how we're going to act out in spite or that we aren't going to even talk to them anymore. That is division. That we're pretty good at in our world at this time. But what about the things that bring us together? What about the positive relationships that this giving each other the benefit of the doubt, being kind, being helpful, being lenient, being compassionate. That brings people together. That's the way God wants our lives to be brought together. It brings happiness and well-being as well. Studies suggest that showing mercy can lead to increased happiness and a sense of purpose. Because, right, it's not shutting things down, it's opening things up, and we can then have more possibilities and opportunities in front of us rather than dead ends and no ways. And it can be a powerful example to others. By showing mercy, you can inspire others to do the same, and it is as simple as that. When you do something, people see it. Kids see it. Your friends see it, your family sees it, and they think that feels good when I'm listened to, when I'm given the benefit of the doubt, when you're lenient rather than harsh, when you are compassionate and think and breathe. Now, doesn't that feel like grace? Here is a story, kind of encapsulates all of it. Elias, a kind and gentle farmer, had his prize-winning apple orchard, and it was destroyed overnight. The culprit was never found, but Elias was consumed by a burning desire for revenge. He spent months nursing his anger, carefully planning on how he would make the perpetrator suffer. And then, one day, while mending fences near the edge of his property, he stumbled across a young man, shivering and weak, hiding in the bushes. And the man, clearly ashamed, confessed that he was the one who destroyed the orchard. He explained that he had been driven by desperation and hunger, having lost his own family and his home. So Elias, upon hearing the man's story, felt a wave of compassion wash over him. He saw not just the perpetrator of the crime, but a fellow human being desperate and in need. He offered the young man food and shelter, tending to his wounds and helping him find work. And over time, the young man's remorse deepened, and he worked tirelessly to repay Elias's kindness. So Elias, choosing mercy, found a deeper sense of peace than he ever could have found through revenge. He learned that true healing and justice can sometimes be found not in punishment, but in compassion. So who is your neighbor? How are we to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves? I think we know who our neighbors are. So go and do likewise. Amen.